Yeah, baby.
Member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. KIPO Honolulu. KIPM Waikapu. KHPH Kailua Kona. KIPH Hana. KIPL Lihue. And KAHU Pahala. With translator K264BL Honolulu.
It's 6 o'clock in the islands. Welcome to Bridging the Gap. My name is Mr. Nick. And it is the eve of the primary election. So tonight is a kind of a special show. We'll be breaking in and out every now and then to get updates from our one and only Wayne Yoshioka, our political reporter here at the station, and our news director, Bill Dorman, will be dropping in also. So kind of keep it locked and stay tuned for that. Either way, the music will be nice and eclectic. We're kind of going all over the place and being a little political when we can. Either way, sit back, relax, have a sip of that drink, and we'll be right back after NPR News. But before that, the set list can be found up on my website at djmrnick.com or at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. All right. We'll be right back after the news.
It's 6:06 in the islands on HPR2, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. We're Bridging the Gap with Nicholas Yee.
We'll be right back.
song sounds familiar. This is a group called Jazz Against the Machine, covering, of course, Rage Against the Machine's bomb track. Comes off an EP called the Black Bossa EP. If you're just tuning in, my name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. I'm live here on the station. Any questions, comments, the number here is 808-792-8241. In about 20 minutes or so, we have Wayne Yoshoka coming in to give you an update on the polls, which are hopefully now closed. We shall see in about a half hour. In between then, some Quantic featuring Alice Russell, a song called Look Around the Corner. Stubby. You're listening to Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, one of two songs from them that I have this evening. This is the Tickler remix of How Long Do I Have to Wait. Before this, Quantic featuring Alice Russell on vocals, a song called Look Around the Corner, the title track of that album. And we started this first hour of Bridging the Gap off with Jazz Against the Machine covering Rage Against the Machine's bomb track. And I have to tell you that support for Bridging the Gap comes from Ruby Tuesday Hawaii, serving breakfast from 8 to 11 a.m. in Kapolei, Mililani Moana Lua Center, and Windward Mall. RubyTuesdayHawaii.com. And from Hawaii Pacific University, celebrating 50 years of educating students from Hawaii, the mainland, and around the world, offering 50 undergraduate and 14 graduate degrees, hpu.edu. Coming up next, some Dorothy Ashby, the Afro Harpist, off her album Dorothy's Harp, song called Truth Spoken Here. I'm trying to theme everything to the election because it's the primaries. In just a few minutes, we have get a quick update on what's going on out there from our HPR News Department. For now, stay tuned.
Of all the evil that will have to end.
Yes, we are going, yes, we are. Don't you know, don't you?
All right.
It will end.
Well, all right.
Well, all right.
Some folks are gonna get the notion. I know.
people that talk and jive, the daily struggle just to stay alive.
You're listening to Nina Simone's version of Revolution Parts 1 and 2. Before that, Dorothy Ashby with a song called Truth Spoken Here. And I'm joined here in the station with our political correspondent, Wendy Oshoka, to talk about the...
Hey, Nick. Hey. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Yeah, we're also joined by Bill Dorman, our news director. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, so 233 polling places around the state. All closed now.
All closed. We were ready for the first printout at 7 o'clock. It looks like a historic low turnout. I mean, I can't expect it to be lower than 43.5% in 2014, which was the lowest since statehood. How can it be lower than that?
Well, you know, state election officials were saying earlier today that the combination of both the early walk-in voting, the early mail-in ballots, and then the folks showing up to the polling places today all combined were pointing to that that historic low turnout. Again, in terms of the races, a little different with different counties depending on where you are, but again, those expectations pretty low.
93,000 people have already cast their votes in early voting and walk-in voting. So that leaves, at 40% turnout, that leaves about 100,000 votes left to be counted starting at 7 o'clock tonight. So we'll see how that transpires. But we really have 10,000 more voters on Oahu than last election, and here we are going for an all-time low. I'd like to see what that number is, really.
Well, and Wayne, in terms of the races, I know that there are a number that are perhaps more tightly contested. There are others, that, by the way, which are not as not contested at all. 16 uncontested races, for example, in the state Senate and House.
Right. We have three unopposed in the state Senate. In the state House, all 51 seats up for grabs, 13 unopposed, which is 25% of all the seats. We have, of course, the highest profile race is the Honolulu mayor's race. But we have some that are going to be decided in the primary. And those are like Senate District 13 between three Democrats, Carl Rhodes, Kim Koko Iwamoto, and newcomer Keone Nakoa. That will be in Pacific Heights, Liliha in downtown, and that's a really contested race because for the first time in 20 years, now that Suzanne Chun Oakland is retiring, we have a, you know, an opportunity for someone to take that seat. So that'll be a good race to follow.
And of course, on Hawaii Island as well, a couple of interesting races, the mayoral race there as well, and the attorney's race as well.
Well, we have former Mayor Harry Kim coming back after an eight-year absence, and we have Wally Lau, who's the managing director of Billy Kanoi, so that will be a contested race. Unfortunately, there are more voters on East Hawaii than there are on West Hawaii, where Wally Lau has his base, so we'll see how that transpires, but it's really usually a East Hawaii-centric race. We also have House District 23 in Manoa, Punahou, and Mo'ili'ili with Isaac Choi versus Dale Kobayashi. That's another race that will be decided in the primary. Two Democrats running head-to-head. Incumbent Isaac Choi, four-term member. Dale Kobayashi, a finance analyst, running for the first time, and he's got some issues with the UH financing and the Paradise Park issue in Manoa.
We'll see what happens with all of this. So we've got DJ Mr. Nick here, though, as well, just dipping into his show. Thanks for your hospitality, Nick.
Not a problem.
Well, play some election-type music.
Right. We're going to go back to the music for just a few, and we'll have you guys back very, very shortly.
First printout, let's hope.
Just let me dream.
right, let me get you caught up with what you've been listening to. You just heard DJ Dolores' song called Chancelem de Marfim. Before that, Las Cafeteras' song called El Zapatero off their It's Time album. Before that, Ozo Motley off their Coming Up EP, song called Let Me Dream. My name is Mr. Nick, and we are Bridging the Gap here, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. I am also happening here in the station, well, not exactly here in the station, but upstairs in our Atherton studio, is the Chris Vandercook Band. Yes, he's playing tonight, and the doors open at 7 p.m. The show will start about 7:30 p.m., and there are still tickets left for that. So if you're at all interested, drop what you're doing, head on down to HPR Studios, and come say hi to me in the basement. But yeah, Chris Vandercook Band happening right now. You can expect to hear a lot of Chicago blues, some soul jazz, country blues, rhythm and blues, and modern jazz. So that is Chris Vandercook Band happening in about 45 minutes here in the Atherton. Tickets still available. Come behind me, this is DJ Graham B with a song called Riot in Rio. I haven't heard this song in years, but just since the Olympics are going on, hey, Riot in Rio. I'm going to follow this one up with a little bit of artist named Suba off his Sao Paulo Confessions song called Samba do Gringo Paulista. Any questions or comments, don't hesitate to give me a call at 808-792-8241. Setlists can be found up on my website at djmrnick.com or at hawaiipublicradio.org. We'll be right back. Yes, yes, y'all. Group called Nova Lima with a song called Machete off their Afro album. Before that, late artist name, Suba off his Sao Paulo Confessions, a song called Samba do Gringo Paulista. Before that, DJ Granby, just a section of that song called Riot in Rio. The entire set list can be found up on my website at djmrnick.com or at our station here, or website here at the station at hawaiipublicradio.org by going to the little music tab, going down to HPR2 and hitting Bridging the Gap. If you're into this kind of music, of course, Latin music, we have the one and only Ray Cruz, who is here with us for Latin Beat every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. And if you're into Brazilian music, of course, Sandy Sukiyama with the Brazilian Experience every 4 to 6 Saturday evenings right before this show. So a whole lot to check out here at this wonderful radio station. I'm going to leave you with a group called The Apples covering, well, it's another Rage Against the Machine cover.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned to KIPO Honolulu, KIPM Waikapu, KHPH Kailua Kona, KIPH Hana, KIPL Lihui, and KAHU Pahala. My name is Mr. Nick. We are closing out this first hour, Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. We'll have Bill Dorman and Wayne Yoshioka on, hopefully right after NPR News, to give us the latest for the first readout of this primary election. Hopefully, if all things go well, but so just either way, stay tuned and we'll be right back after the news.
It's 7:06 in the islands on HPR2, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. We're Bridging the Gap with Nicholas Yee.
This river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know change has gotta come now. Ooh, yes it is. Afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the clouds. It's been a long time coming. I know change has gotta come. Oh yes it is. There's a time I will go to my brother. Oh, I've asked my brother, will you help me please? Oh, he turned me down. And then I asked my dear mother. Oh, I was in labor to try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes it is. Just like I said, I went to my little bitty brother. Dear mother, oh man. I said, mother, I'm down on my knees. But there was a time that I thought, Lord, this could last very long. Oh man. Somehow I thought I was still able to try to carry on. It's been a
never, ever grow tired of that. Otis Redding with A Change Is Gonna Come. Before the break, you heard the Apples covering Rage Against the Machines, Killing in the Name. Before that, group called Nova Lima off their Afro album, song called Machete. Before that, Suba with this song called Samba do Gringo Paulista off his Sao Paulo Confessions album. My name is Mr. Nick, and we are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. We are awaiting the first printout for this primary election, which is expected around 7:30 this evening, and we will have our news director Bill Dorman and our political correspondent Wayne Yoshioka coming in right around then. In the meantime, we're going to keep it rolling with the music, with some impressions, actually, with the original of People Get Ready. It's because we can, because it's election night.
People get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. To hear the dealers humming, don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Open the doors and board 'em. There's hope for all among us loved the most.
Thank you. children of America, it's up to you. Let Mr. Politician know how you feel. Let him know that you're not going to take no more. Stop paying taxes. Stop paying for corruption and injustice. It's up to you.
Second dose of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with a song called What If We All Stop Paying Taxes off her Soul Time album. Before that, The Impressions with People Get Ready. Before that, Otis Redding with The Change Is Gonna Come. My name is Mr. Nick, and we are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. And support for Bridging the Gap comes from Hawaii People's Fund, bridging community funds and community action through collective philanthropy. Learn about recent grantees and more at changenotcharity.org. We are, the first results are out, and we'll have Bill Dorman and Wayne Yoshioka in just a moment. They're just getting everything together, and we will bring you that in just a sec. For right now, we have an artist named Smoove covering Gil Scott-Heron's The Revolution Will Be Televised.
You will choose to stay at home, brother, for you'll be able to do everything you need from your potato couch. You'll be able to don your virtual helmet and experience the revolution on 360-degree all-round CGI. You may choose to view as manga or Hanna-Barbera as the Hair Bear Bunch, because the revolution will be televised. The revolution will be brought to you by Apple Mac or PC World, with Nokia and Motorola providing SMS updates. The revolution will show pictures of hopefuls queuing overnight for the latest audition, with Pete Waterman as Shay and Foxy as Fidel, because the revolution will be televised. The revolution will be sponsored by Gap, the khaki and camo collection, and it will star me as you. You will play yourself, or Brad Pitt playing you, or you playing Brad Pitt, playing you. The revolution will be smoked, snorted, injected, chased, or vaporized. It will be recorded on mini DV and kept in the pocket. The revolution will be digitized, then transferred to all available formats. It will appear on your favorite CD as the bonus track. You'll be able to procure it cheap on VHS, or pay a little bit more for the extra footage on DVD. Betamax will be available for the old school, who are more gumshoe than gumshoe with their shell toes and grips. The revolution will shoot from the hip.
Let's get on with the application of instruments.
With a soundtrack by Huey Lewis in the News, with remixes available by William Orbit, CNC Music Factory, and Soul to Soul, because the revolution will be digitized. The revolution will be scratched, spun back and sampled as a loop. It will appear as the red button on your remote control. The revolution will operate a job share or flexi time option, so you can have it at your leisure, because the revolution will be televised.
have its own award ceremony, with the biggest winners unable to attend, except for via live satellite link, because of their current revolutionary commitments. The revolution will be a teacup in a storm, or a bottle in a message, or a door to a key. The revolution will always come with fries, because the revolution will be televised. There'll be constant broadband live streams of Rodney King being pummeled by pigs played as a loop. There'll be constant broadband live streams of Rodney King being pummeled by pigs played as a loop. There'll be constant broadband live streams of Rodney King being pummeled by pigs played as a loop. There'll be constant broadband live streams of Rodney King being pummeled by pigs played as a loop. There will be footage of Ground Zero 9/11 played in reverse as the towers rebuild themselves to remind us of what we're capable of. Because the revolution will be televised. The dramatization will be produced and directed by George Lucas, starring South Park's Cartman as Bin Laden and George W. Bush as himself. The revolution will be hard, my brothers, because it will use Viagra, Camagra, Harold Eichen, hardening of the arteries, in order to fit inside Ronald's Happy Meal box as the free gift. The revolution will have a new twist, sponsored by Levi, with a sticker campaign written in an illegible graffiti-style font, because the revolution will be advertised. And pay-per-view will have a whole new meaning, brothers. The revolution will be available for Game Boy Display and Xbox and GameCube today. The revolution will be televised. Will be televised. Will be televised, brothers. Because the revolution is alive.
All right, you're listening to an artist named Smoove, with a cover of Gil Scott, or sort of redo of Gil Scott Heron's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. I'm joined here with the political correspondent Wendy Yoshioka and our news director Bill Dorman.
Hey, hello, Nick. This is our first printout at 6:34 p.m. We had a total turnout of 109,000 absentee and early walk-in votes. And for the mayor of city and county of Honolulu, Kirk Caldwell leads 27,000 votes over Charles DeJoux, 27,224 votes, like about a 2-point margin, I think, 2% margin.
Very, very close, those 1 and 2, and Peter Carlisle in third place with about 9.3%. Both of Caldwell out slightly, 43.6%, 42.7%. Again, first readout early, but interesting in setting the tone.
Interesting, really, in setting the tone, because half of the Democratic Party has voted with 89,899 voters, which is half of the Democratic Party, and the Republican Party at 16,000. There are about 30,000 registered voters. They're Republicans, so, you know, it definitely points to a trend that's going to be probably the same all through the night.
Seems like it's very early, but seems like we may be talking about November in terms of Caldwell. And
yeah,
DeJoux.
I would think so. Yeah. And in terms of the mayor of the county of Hawaii, we have Harry Kim leading with a 48.6% over his nearest contender, Wally Lau, who's the is the managing director for Billy Kanoi. He's trailing at 25.6%, so like a 2-to-1 margin there.
And and Pete Hoffman at 11% on that. And interesting, again, no real polling, reliable polling ahead of that race, but a lot of expectations that Wally Lau, Harry Kim, that would be very tight. Interesting that, again, just in terms of the first readout, that Harry Kim, quite the lead there.
I mean, he just has the East Hawaii Island bottled up. It's very hard to challenge him. I mean, he was a civil defense administrator since 1983, mayor for 8 years, took an 8-year absence, challenged Billy Kanoi midterm, and, you know, it's like he's always there, he's steady, he doesn't accept any contributions from anyone, so it's not surprising that he would lead 2-to-1 over the next contender.
And while we're on the Big Island, we should just mention also Mitch Roth, looks like in terms of the prosecuting attorney race, about 59% of the vote, Michael Kagame on challenging there, about 28% of the vote at this point.
Back to Oahu, we have the State Senate District 13 with Carl Rhodes, Kim Koko Iwamoto, and Keone Nakoa. Carl Rhodes seems to have a comfortable margin at 41.7%, followed by Kim Koko Iwamoto at 29.5%. So it looks like that, no surprises there, really. Carl Rhodes is a representative from that district, so it's not surprising that he would be leading at this point.
And some of the, speaking of the not really surprises, but we should mention, you know, people like Senator Brian Schatz, 81% of the vote, Colleen Hanabusa running clearly ahead about 76% of the vote, Tulsi Gabbard about 78% of the vote. Again, these things not unexpected, but coming in that way.
Right. State Representative District 23 up in Manoa, Punahou, and Mo'ili'ili. We have Isaac Choi leading Dale Kobayashi by six votes. Six votes.
We'll be more on that as the evening goes on.
I think we can say it's anybody's race at this point. State Representative District 29, which is Carl Rhodes' old seat, Daniel Holt, I guess, is running 29%. He's ahead in a field of about 13 candidates, so it'll still evolve, I think. It's still low.
And again, you look at some of these voting totals in terms of the number, reflecting trends that we were talking about even before the polls opened today on tracking this, what has been a low turnout and certainly seems to be maintaining that trend through the first readout.
And at 40%, I mean, we have 109,000 votes already in. At a 40% turnout rate, that would be more than half of all the ballots. So we're talking about 50% of the ballots already being counted. Mm. So we're not looking for a long night ahead.
We will
for
see.
Sure. So, Nick, we're going to give it back to you. Hopefully we'll have another printout by 8:30, and that should be about 74% of all the ballots brought in.
All right. Exciting. All right. We're going to take it to some Charles Mingus with the Haitian fight song. Just because it's a
nice.
It's election night. Yeah.
Mingus always works.
Thank you.
You're listening to Charles Mingus with the Haitian Fight Song. I'm going to roll right into Brother Jack McDuff with He's a Real Gone Guy right after this. My name is Mr. Nick, and we are bridging the gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. If there's any change or anything, we'll break right into the show and let you know the results of the primary election as it rolls out.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Butch Cassidy Sound System. A song called Hear What I Say. Before that, Brother Jack McDuff with a song called He's a Real Gone Guy. I have it. It's listed online as being off an album called A Kettle of Fish. I have it off an album called Screamin'. Before that, Charles Mingus with the Haitian Fight song coming off The Clown. My name is Mr. Nick, and we are bridging the gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. It is primary election night. If there's anything absolutely breaking right before this top of the hour, we will be sure to break right into the programming. As of now, we're just waiting for the next readout. Any questions or comments, you can give me a call at 808-792-8241. Any questions or comments, you can also drop me an email. Mine is djmrnick@gmail.com. Also, let us know how we're doing here at the station and drop us a line at mail@hawaiipublicradio.org. This set list can be found on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org. And we're going to get back to the music with some Kitties Eyes, a song called Graduation in Zion.
nowadays it seems they're running by the devil. Pause election, fake connection, tampering with communication. Camera they in the streets whenever we reach for interfiction. I'm familiar with weapons, but me not know my destination. Sleeping with the combination with TV recuperation. And I hope that this election will inspire better nation. Just believe in yourself and don't listen to politicians.
All of the girls, not even nobody call. I don't have the time for no money now.
You're listening to Val Benet with a song called The Russians Are Coming, of course, a cover of Take Five. And you're tuned to KIPO Honolulu, KIPN Waikapu, KHPH Kailua Kona, KIPH Hana, KIPL Lehui, KAHU Pahala with translator K264BL in Honolulu. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. The set list is up at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. My name is Mr. Nick. Signing off. Take care.